This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Most people who find themselves in jail want to get out of there as fast as they can. But if you're arrested and you can't afford to pay bail, you're stuck there until your trial. Critics say it's a system biased against the poor. In 2015, San Francisco's sheriff was sued by an organization called Equal Justice Under Law, which alleged that the bail system is unconstitutional. Many city officials actually agree. Last fall, City Attorney Dennis Herrera decided to not even bother defending the lawsuit. Instead, San Francisco is now looking at some unconventional ideas to modernize its bail system, like turning to a computer program for advice on who to release and who to keep behind bars. But can computers be better judges than judges? KALW's Holly J. McDeed has that story.
Judge Ross Moody takes a seat in front of a San Francisco courtroom for an afternoon of bail hearings. First up is a man charged with carrying a loaded gun in public. His defense attorney makes a case for releasing him before a trial. He says he has a job and he has a good track record of showing up in court.
So I'm asking that he be given an opportunity to be released while this case is pending.
The prosecutor disagrees. He says the defendant only showed up in court because he was already in custody, and that he's clearly a threat to the public.
And the fact that he was again walking with a loaded firearm with an extended magazine shows he's a serious threat to public safety.
The judge has three options. He can either detain the defendant until trial, let the defendant go free until then, or ask that he pay a big chunk of cash for his freedom. That's called setting bail. And in this case, the judge sets bail at $150,000.
I'm going to follow the recommendation of the prosecutor. I'm going to set bail at $150,000 on an open felony.
And that, in a nutshell, is California's bail system at work. If the defendant can afford bail, he gets out. If not, he's stuck. The system is intended to make sure suspects show up in court, and to protect the public from potentially dangerous criminals. But critics like District Attorney George Gascon say that using money as a tool for achieving these goals doesn't make any sense.
It really creates two systems. It creates a system for the people that can afford to post bail and a system for those that cannot.
So Gascon went searching for a way to decide which suspects should be released that didn't involve money. And so he turned to data. Last summer, San Francisco started experimenting with a computer program, or algorithm, to help judges decide who can be released without bail. The algorithm bases its recommendations on the case histories of more than 1.5 million people, taking into account the person's age, criminal history, and record of showing up in court.
The reality is that you have a system that has developed a body of knowledge that is way superior to what a human being will ever be able to do.
So for example, if the suspect has only ever been convicted of shoplifting and has always shown up in court, the algorithm is likely to recommend release. If the suspect has a record of violent assault against police officers or has always missed his court date, the algorithm is more likely to recommend the suspect stay in custody. The judge then takes these recommendations into account when making his bail decision. One thing the algorithm doesn't consider, race. And that's why San Francisco Deputy Public Defender Chesa Boudin supports this experiment. He says experienced judges still have their own biases.
They may see a person who looks a particular way, has their hair done a particular way, who behaves a particular way in court, and that may shape their decision about that person's liberty.
The thing is, though, Boudin worries that the algorithm might have its own biases. For example, San Francisco's algorithm, designed by a nonprofit called the Laura and John Arnold Foundation, weighs a defendant's criminal history.
Someone who's been stopped by the police numerous times because of the color of their skin. Someone who's pled guilty to previous crimes because they were too poor to bail out. In other words, the exact people that the Arnold Foundation seeks to protect by implementing this new tool are prejudiced because of the built-in legacy of prejudice and racism in our criminal justice system.
But we're not turning bail decisions over to computers just yet. After crunching all the data, the algorithm spits out a recommendation. But the final call is still up to the judge. Which brings us back to Judge Moody's courtroom. Remember, Judge Moody set bail at $150,000 for a man charged with carrying a loaded gun in public. But before he did that, he got a recommendation from the new algorithm, or as it's officially called, the Public Safety Assessment, or PSA.
This is one of those cases where I disagree very strongly with Public Safety Assessment.
The algorithm actually recommended letting the man go free before trial. But Judge Moody disagreed, saying the guy is a clear-cut threat to safety.
I think that the public safety threat is self-evident, so I'm not going to follow the PSA today.
This situation, where the judge overrules the algorithm's recommendation, is not uncommon. The algorithm recommends release 2/3 of the time, but Deputy Public Defender Chesa Boudin says judges only have been releasing defendants around 1/3 of the time. For people who believe the bail system keeps too many people in jail unnecessarily, those numbers are disappointing.
Now, the thing that judges are most afraid of, understandably, is that they let somebody out or set a low bail, and that person goes on to do something tragic or horrific. We cannot decide something as fundamental as individual liberty based on a worst-case hypothetical scenario.
So, do we trust the humans or the computers?
I think there's certainly room for discretion, and there should be room for discretion.
Sharad Goyal is a professor of engineering at Stanford who studies algorithms in the justice system. He and his researchers found that risk assessment tools are more likely to be accurate at predicting risk than people. But he says humans can see nuances that computers can't.
When a defendant comes to court, they expect that their particular individual story will be heard and a decision will be made on the basis of that.
More broadly, Goyal says that though algorithms can be helpful guides to fair decisions, they can't completely fix disparities in the criminal justice system.
There's strong evidence that algorithms are better than humans in making many of these consequential decisions, and because of that, algorithms are going to be more widely used. At the same time, my worry is that people will strictly use algorithms and not consider broader policy fixes.
For example, eliminating money bail entirely. California lawmakers recently unveiled a bill to do just that. Here's San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon.
I think the money bail system will be gone. We already see entire states that have gotten rid of money bail, and I think increasingly people are going to move away from the system.
New Jersey has already gotten rid of money bail for some defendants. To make sure people show up in court, city officials there basically say to suspects, okay, we'll release you, but only if you show up for random drug testing, or only if you wear an electronic bracelet monitor, things like that. At least 6 other states have passed similar legislation to expand those services. In the meantime, Gascon has another futuristic technology that might just be the answer for getting people to show up to court. Text messages, like automatic alerts.
They'll say, hey George, you got court coming, Monday, I'm telling you, you got court on Wednesday.
If it gets people to show up to the doctor, it might just work in the courtroom. In San Francisco, I'm Holly J. McDeed for Cross Currents.